Hello, my brothers. This is Robert Harris with Life Changing Ministries. Today, I want to introduce the community to my friend, mentor, and great man of God, Pastor Jerome Smith of Greater Praise Church of God in Christ, who has been a true blessing to me and this community. Pastor Jerry Smith is one of the founders and leaders of the Joseph Project, and he is here today to talk about this very significant program and how their services to the community. And with that being said, I want to introduce you, Pastor Jerome Smith. Go right ahead. Tell us a little bit about the Joseph Project.
Joseph Project is a Milwaukee initiative that is a partnership between our fine U.S. Senator Ron Johnson and myself and the Greater Praise Church of God in Christ here in Milwaukee. The initiative is about connecting those that are genuinely seeking opportunities with the opportunities that already exist. We assist people who may not have the greatest background, may not have, you know, things in their life that they should have. Mm-hmm. When I say that, I'm talking about maybe they've got a little felony on their name, mm-hmm. right? And maybe they've had a hard time working jobs that only keep them on the job for 89 days and let them go.
Okay.
You know,
okay.
Our famous temp agencies. Mm-hmm. There's a time and a season for everything under the sun. Mm-hmm. But you got some people out here that really want to work. Not necessarily people who are in need of work, but people who really want to work. And I say that because I have a pet peeve. I'm not here to help people who need jobs. I'm here to help people who want jobs. And I say that because when you have a need and that need is met, the need has no more value.
Okay.
Therefore, I'm not here to help people who need anything. I'm here to help people who want something. When you want it, you're going to do what you need to do to get it. You're going to do what you need to do to maintain it. You understand what I'm saying?
Yeah.
When you want it, it's 20 below zero outside.
Mm-hmm.
And you got to be at the bus stop at 4 o'clock in the morning. You're going to get them to do it.
That's right. That's right.
If you're only doing it because you need it, and the need's been met, and it's 20 below, you're going to lay there and say, hey, I really don't need this today. I'm going to lay here.
Right? Right.
So that's not the group we're looking for.
Mm-hmm.
We're looking for people with great attitudes.
Okay.
People that really want to see themselves successful, who can see themselves successful.
Mm-hmm.
We partner with companies all over the state pretty much at this point. We're working with companies in Sheboygan County.
Mm-hmm.
We work with companies in New Berlin, great company in New Berlin.
Mm-hmm.
We even got a company here in Milwaukee that was recently announced and named as the Manufacturer of the Year. Received the award just Friday night.
Okay.
That's a powerful thing.
Yes, it is. Yes,
and
it
so
is.
Right now, Joseph Project has been helping people on our average job pays about $15.50 an hour.
That's a good pay.
That's a great pay. And these are entry-level positions.
Okay.
No experience. These are people just said, hey, we will train you.
Mm-hmm.
There are a lot of companies out here that really care that much about people that they're willing to train them.
So it's room for advance.
Absolutely.
Okay.
And they will promote from within.
Okay.
We've got individuals who's gone to work that's been there for about a year now that started at the bottom.
Mm-hmm.
Now we got a guys in there that are now trainers.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
Guys who nobody wanted to give a chance to.
Right, right.
Somebody took a chance on them.
Mm-hmm.
Somebody said, okay, I see your record, but okay, mm-hmm. we can work past that.
Right, right.
Because that person came in the door with a great attitude.
Okay, okay.
A super attitude.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes that's what it takes.
Yeah.
Sometimes your attitude will supersede your resume.
Okay. One of the things I wanted to ask too, Jerry, was what sent you in this direction?
That is a great question. About 3 years ago when we started Greater Praise Church of God in Christ, a good friend of mine, Pastor Kinlow, has a nephew by the name of Orlando Owens.
Okay.
And Orlando Owens at the time was working with the Republican Party for Wisconsin.
Okay.
I believe he was what they call the African Engagement Director.
Uh-huh.
And so they asked me to meet with him. And they told me he was Republican. I was like, hey, man, I don't want to meet with no Republicans.
Uh-huh.
Are you serious? So we'll give the guy a chance.
Right, right.
So I gave him a chance, and I met with him, and he was sensible.
Mm-hmm.
He talked like he had a good head on his shoulder. Mm-hmm. And in talking to him, it moved me.
Mm-hmm.
I said, well, I'm going to go and get some other pastors and get them involved, and we're going to start meeting. So we started meeting once a week.
Okay.
And in the midst of our meeting, we would discuss what was going on in the community and the issues that we had and how can we overcome some of the issues.
Okay.
How do we combat drugs? How do we combat crime? And it kept coming back to, hey, you give these guys a job, a lot of this nonsense will stop. And so we all understood that we needed jobs.
Right.
The
right.
problem was there were no good paying jobs readily available in the Milwaukee market.
Okay.
Nobody who was willing to take a chance. And so at the time, Orlando did everything that he could to try to make it happen. Mm-hmm. But at the point, he just could not make things happen. Mm-hmm. The group disbanded. Mm-hmm. And when the group disbanded, we disbanded for about 6 months, maybe 8 months or so. And I got a phone call one day and said, hey, Orlando's working for the senator. And I'm like, who, Tammy Baldwin? He's like, no, Ron Johnson.
And Ron Johnson.
I'm like, who's Ron Johnson?
Right, right.
And so he came and met with me. Orlando came and met with me and started talking to me about Ron Johnson a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
And
he's an entrepreneur.
He owns a plastic manufacturing company.
Yeah, yeah.
Doing very great things.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm going to tell you something about the guy. He's concerned about the people.
Yeah, I can tell that just by you being involved. I've been knowing you for a number of years, Jerry. I mean, you done taught me a number of different things as far as my career, being committed, going to the next level, breaking that glass ceiling, and then also, more importantly, your character. Your character always showed me that life is important.
Absolutely.
And the people around you. You know, we need to be a help, a servant. And Jerry, I got to tell you, that's something that I always respected with you. And one of the reasons is because of the professionalism that came along with it. So in a lot of ways, I know that Ron Johnson and the rest of those guys out there that's in this organization are very glad that they met Pastor Jerome Smith.
Well, to God be the glory. All I can say on that. I've talked with Senator Johnson, and he shared with me that he believes that since he's met me, there's definitely been a difference in his life. And I'm excited about that. I'm excited to be a part of that. But I will tell you, Senator Johnson has made a big impact in my life. He's made a big impact in the community.
Mm-hmm.
Because without him, I tell this story everywhere I go, Senator Johnson, it's like he goes around the state and kicks open the doors to big companies and convinces these companies that the Joseph Project is an organization that they should be taking people from.
Right.
And then you got these other three guys. You got this big guy named Scott Bolstead. I love Scott. Scott's okay. A great guy. And then you got Orlando Owens and you got Pastor Smith. And we're standing there with this big fire door.
Okay.
And this fire door, you know, fire door closes all by itself.
Mm-hmm.
But this fire door is trying to close. And these three guys are trying to keep this fire door open.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But there's a group of people, Brother Harris, that keeps trying to close the door.
Okay.
And ironically, when you ask class after class after class after class, who is it that's trying to close the door? I get answers like the white people.
Uh-huh.
I get answers like the Democrats.
Right.
I get
answers
like the Republicans.
Uh-huh.
Well, the fact of the matter is, the answer is us.
Okay.
The ones that's going out here working on the jobs every day. We're the ones that's trying to close the door, and we try to close the door when we don't show up on time.
Oh, that's an easy way to do it.
We try to close the door when we give our supervisor, our team leave a hard time.
Right. Right.
That's closing the door.
Right.
Nobody else can close that door for you better than you.
Yeah, I agree.
You see what I'm saying?
I agree.
And so here you got this guy that's great. This is a senator.
Right.
He's a senator, man.
Right.
He doesn't have to do what he's doing.
That's right.
But he cares enough about the people to make it happen.
Mm-hmm. I like what you were saying. It's us who can close that door, ultimately. So when I work with you, Pastor, you train me. You made sure that I did things in a manner of integrity.
Excellent.
And,
yes.
Yeah, you demanded it, too. And I'm wondering, is some of that going along with the Joseph Project?
Absolutely. We run a week-long class.
Okay.
That class goes Monday through Thursday, 9 a.m.
Uh-huh.
12 noon.
Okay.
It's a no-nonsense class.
I'm pretty sure it is.
You used to me being hardcore.
Yeah.
Once I got saved, it seemed like I stopped that hardcoreness a little bit.
Uh-huh.
But Orlando comes in, and he's like he's like the drill sergeant, right?
Okay.
We got Scott, who's the military man, but Orlando's like the drill sergeant.
Okay.
And we go from 9 to 12, and we have spiritual fitness.
Okay.
Because if God ain't in it.
If he ain't in it.
You're wasting your time.
Yes, sir.
Resolution and stress management.
Yes.
Because we already understand that every day that you go out the door to go to work, there's going to be something in your life that's going to stress you out. There's going to be a circumstance that you're going to face.
That's right.
That's going to be a problem for you.
and we want you to be able to deal with it. We want to teach you how to deal with it.
Yeah.
Financial literacy, financial management. We know that the majority of these guys are used to working at a temp agency, $10 an hour, $9 an hour, $8.50 an hour. Now you're going to making $15, $18, $20 an hour.
You need some money management.
You need some skills on
yes,
how
sir.
To do it.
That's
what
right.
to do with it.
That's right. That's right.
What does the Bible say? When you go back to the Bible, when you look at Genesis, and you look at the scenario with Joseph, Joseph told him, he said, listen here, man, you had the two dreams, but the two dreams are one.
Okay.
He said, you're going to have 5 years mm-hmm. of good times,
mm-hmm.
and then you're going to have this other time of famine.
Okay.
He said, you take this here good time, and you put 20% of it away, 20%.
Uh-huh.
You put it away so that when the bad times come, you got something to fall back on.
Okay.
Right?
Okay.
If you fail the plan, you plan to fail.
All day.
We teach them time management.
Mm-hmm.
You got to understand how to prioritize your time.
Mm-hmm.
Somebody put a post on Facebook this morning, hey, pastors, how do you balance your time? It's about priorities.
You have to do it. You have to do it.
You get a bucket.
Yeah.
And in that bucket, you got big rocks.
Mm-hmm.
You got little rocks, right?
Mm-hmm.
The little rocks is like watching TV.
Mm-hmm.
The little rocks is eating snacks.
Right.
The little rocks are talking on the phone.
Uh-huh.
The big rocks are getting the things done that needs to be done. And so what you do is you take and you pile all the little rocks in the bucket
mm-hmm.
because, you know, that's simple things to do.
Right.
How much of the big rocks can you get in the bucket afterwards?
It ain't that much room.
Ain't that much room. But if you take and do it the back way and
uh-huh.
you put the big rocks in first, get the important things done first, the priority things done
mm-hmm.
first.
Right.
Guess what? Them little rocks will fill in the cracks.
Won't they? Yeah.
And
yeah.
everything will get done.
Yeah. You know, what you saying that just, it reminds me how a lot of mothers and single moms out here that are working, doing just what you said, they're prioritizing. And I got to tell you, it seemed like it's amazing because here it is. She got three kids. School, work, the whole nine yards, but she's getting it done.
And she's balanced.
And she's balanced. That's the key. That's part of the deal. The prioritizing. We have to do that. We have to do it.
And what's funny is a lot of times we've been trained this but not understood how we were trained this.
Right.
We're trained by watching, by experience.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
Here's what happens. We teach our children that we don't have to work.
Mm-hmm.
How do we do that? Mm-hmm. We get up once a month. We go to the mailbox. We get a check.
Yeah, yeah.
We're telling our children that this is how it's done.
Right.
So the kid grows up, in retrospect, he does the same thing.
Yeah, yeah.
So nobody can ever get out.
Yeah, yeah.
But when you get up and you go to work every day, mm-hmm. and the kid sees you go to work, my grandson says, Granddaddy, mm-hmm. you going to work? I said, yes, son, I'm going to work.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
That's right.
So now, by him watching that,
uh-huh.
that's being instilled in him.
Yeah. In his spirit.
Down on the inside.
In his spirit. That's where it's going.
Absolutely.
Yeah, just like you were talking about the mailbox thing.
Mm-hmm.
It was instilled in spirits. That's what's going on. That's why it's so powerful.
And it keeps going over
yeah.
and over like a vicious cycle.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
The Joseph Project is teaching men how to go back and teach their children.
Okay.
The Joseph Project are teaching women how to go back and teach their children.
Come on.
And so now their kids, I got a young man who told me, he said, when my baby girl see me with my uniform on, she tells me, Daddy, you look like my hero, my superhero.
Come
That's
on.
A good feeling.
That's a great feeling.
I got a man that tells me that going to work is like going to heaven. That's a good feeling.
Yes. Yeah.
I got a guy 60-something years old who ain't never owned a brand new car in his life. Now he's able to buy a brand new car. That's a great feeling.
Come on.
Young men who got health insurance now. That's a great feeling.
That's a great feeling.
I remember not having health insurance,
yes,
going
sir.
To the doctor, waiting 4 or 5 hours just to get seen.
Yeah.
And then when I get seen, I left there feeling just as bad as I did before I came in because I got substandard treatment.
Come on.
But now they're going in with their health card from work.
Mm-hmm.
They're being treated like somebody.
Yeah.
They go in there, they're in the emergency room for 45 minutes to an hour,
right.
and they're going on out of there with the right prescriptions.
Come on.
That's powerful.
Come on. Yeah. You know, with that being said, you know, that's part of their purpose. That's what's going on. We have a purpose here on this earth,
mm-hmm.
as men and as women. And part of that purpose is to be out here and be productive, to take care of our family, to go to work, That's part of your purpose. A lot of folks be trying, they be wondering, who am I and where am I and so on. Get a job.
How hard is that?
That's part of you. Who you is getting a job.
And I'll tell you, and you said it, Brother Harris, but I'll share something else with you. The Joseph Project is not about just an individual that day.
Okay. Okay.
Well, the Joseph Project is about those guys that are coming behind us.
All right. All
right. Right now, as of tomorrow, we'll be going into our 22nd class, which will be in Madison, Wisconsin.
All right.
There wouldn't be a 22nd class if there wasn't a third class, a fourth class, a 10th class,
That's
an 18th
correct.
Class, or a 20th class.
That's correct.
So if those guys and those classes that went on before them didn't go out there and show and prove, there wouldn't be no other chance.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
The guys that's coming up now,
mm-hmm.
they're got to pave the way so that there's a 30th class, a 40th class, a 50th class.
Come on with
it. It's in their hands.
It's in their hands.
It's no longer in our hands anymore.
That's right.
It's in their hands.
That's right.
Because guess what? I'm not the guy that's going out there and punch that clock at that company.
That's right. That's
so
right.
That guy that's going out there doing it has to make an example, set an example for those that's going to come behind him.
Yeah. Testimony. Testimony.
Absolutely.
Yeah. As a matter of fact, when we get a chance, we're going to have a couple of those guys come on to the show.
Love to
and
bring
talk about how the Joseph Project has changed their lives.
Love to.
Ain't nothing like hearing from the horse's mouth or from the man that's been helped.
Amen.
Be a man.
And I'll tell you what, you guys out there listening in Radio Land, I'll tell you, this week, Wednesday, March 1st, 9:45 a.m. sharp. If you really, really want a job, if you really, really want to make a change in your life, be at the Greater Praise Church of God in Christ, 5422 West Center Street. You need to come in there dressed to impress. Don't show up like a ragamuffin. Don't show up like a hoodlum or a thug on the street. Show up like a man or a woman trying to find a good job. Come in there with a great attitude. Bring your pen. Come in there prepared and ready to work. Come in there with your resume.
Resume.
I don't care how bad it is.
Okay.
I don't care what it looks like. Bring it.
Bring it.
Because in that class, if you're blessed to be selected for the class and that resume ain't right, someone's going to help you tweak that resume.
All
it
right.
is a lot of great people in this city and this state that's willing to help.
Oh, yeah.
So, and I'll tell you this, if you can't make it this week, Wednesday, don't worry. We do this all the time. Come out on the 15th. Come out on the 22nd. Come out on the 29th. We will be there.
Yeah.
Same time, same channel, 9:45 a.m. sharp, Greater Praise Church of God in Christ, 5422 West Center Street.
Give them a number too, Jerry, so they can call.
You can call me direct at 414-732-8450. That's 414-732-8450.
See, that's just something I want to let the audience know why I love this guy. Do you see how he gave you his direct number? He ain't give you the secretary number or somebody or pass you off. He gave you his direct number. That's something I learned from this man. I want to talk to you.
Amen.
I want to be a help. And that's what this show is all about. Bringing real resources and services to this community. And I just thank God for having Pastor Jerome Smith here today to let you guys know about this wonderful program, a prosperous program, a life-building program, the Joseph Project. Yeah, that's what this radio program is about. It's bringing services and resources to the community. I want to finish up with, I want to let the community know that we will be starting a support group for family members that are struggling with someone who is suffering with substance abuse. This will be an open meeting designed to give support and encouragement for the family members that are going through this ordeal. Our goal is to provide information and some guidance on how to help and deal with this crippling and life-stealing cycle. Because that's what it is. It's a cycle. And once you get caught up in it, it's hard. And Life-Changing Ministries is all about helping people that want to get help. And the family members that are going through, I know they need some help. And I know they want to help their son, their daughter, their nephew. They want some information how to deal with this thing out here. So it's going to be located at 3341 West North Avenue. It will be Wednesday and Saturday from 6 p.m. to 7:30 p.m. We will be starting this group up next week. And it's an open meeting for family members to come in, to sit down, to talk about the things that they're going through, and then to receive some real information and guidance on how to help they help their brother, help their sister, son. So looking very forward to seeing you guys. And you're going to be hearing a whole lot more.
I tell you what, Robert.
Yeah.
I know it's been a while, but you need to come on down to the church this Friday. It's First Friday, man.
Okay.
You need to come on down to the church. We got them fish fry dinners, man.
Listen, I already knew. How did I know you was going to bring up those dinners?
We going to have them dinners,
but they
man.
Some good dinners.
Man.
Listen, the community, y'all better hear this right now. I'm trying to tell you, this is some real good food this man talking about. This professionally made food. They got the real deal. I'm talking man. About the stoves, I'm trying to tell you, the buns, and you're going to get full.
Man.
That's another thing. You're going to get full. And guess what else you're going to do? You're going to be looking for the next Friday. You're going to be looking for the next Friday. Go ahead, tell us a little bit about
man,
that.
Man, I tell you what, it's going to be 3 catfish fillets. It's going to be some fries, some coleslaw, some cake, some bread, and a soda pop.
A soda pop?
Soda pop.
I'm trying to tell you, and I guarantee you, you ain't going to mess with that soda pop until you ate all that food.
Man.
Yeah.
First lady's going to be down there cooking this
week. Oh, yeah. Yeah, and that's another thing. I did want to touch on about pastor's wife, Marquita.
Yes.
We talking about, you talking about a wonderful woman. This woman is awesome.
Yes, she is.
You know, I mean, she worked with me. She helped. She cussed me out. Well, she ain't cussed me out.
Man,
she
what just, you say?
She just let me know, Robert, I remember I could tell you some stories. But she came and said, Robert, they just called me and said that you were mean to them. Listen, Robert, this is how we going to have to do this right here. Okay, sister, I got you. But I got to tell you, it's out of love.
Amen.
I think that's the most important thing about this whole situation. Ways. Everything that we're doing, you better believe it's out of love.
Absolutely.
Am I right, Jerry?
Absolutely. No ifs, ands, or buts. Let me tell you something. If it's God, it's love.
That's it.
If it ain't God, it ain't love.
Yeah.
If it ain't love, it ain't God.
It ain't God. Ain't that the truth? Ain't that the truth? That's the thing. You know, this program, I told you guys that we're going to be bringing men and women, entrepreneurs that are led by the Lord. These God folks coming out here talking to you.
Amen.
Do you understand? Pastor Jerome Smith here is a real man of God being led. And doors are being opened all over the place because he's led by the Lord. Amen. And that's what this program is about. So when you call old Pastor Jerome up here, you better believe, you better be on your game now. He done told people how to come. He said, make sure you got your pen, your resume, your dress. Come on with it. Hey, Jerry, I'm going to go ahead and let Jerry close out on the show today. So I want to just say, allow Pastor Jerome Smith just to give you a couple more words to let you know about the Joshua Project.
Hey, amen. Again, if you really want to make a difference in your life, you want something that's going to impact your family. You're tired of the hustle and bustle. You're tired of going out here working and busting your butt for $7.50, $8.50 an hour. And you knowing you got that hard work mentality and ethic in you, the Joseph Project is exactly where you want to be. The Joseph Project, again, we have our orientations on Wednesday mornings, 9:45 a.m. You must be dressed to impress. You must have an ink pen, and you must bring your resume any given Wednesday. With the exceptions to next Wednesday on the 8th, we will not be in session because we will be in class that week. Other than that, show up any given Wednesday, and we will be there. We will lead you, guide you, direct you into something great. I will tell you up front that the Joseph Project is not for everybody. You need to understand that the Joseph Project also does not guarantee you anything but an interview.
Mm-hmm.
Our success rate, we've had a little over 200 people go through the class. Right now, we had about 125 people who are actually working, about 50-some people that are currently still looking for jobs that we're working with to help them find jobs.
So come on and get into the numbers. As my old buddy used to say in the radio business, get in where you fit in. And so I'm going to close this out with prayer, if I may.
Yes, sir.
Father God, we come before your throne of grace, O God, thanking you for your many blessings. Thank you for all that you've done, doing, and going to do, O God. We thank you for allowing us to see this day that wasn't promised us, O God. Lord, we ask you to shower down on this community, O God. Touch us, lead us, guide us, and direct us, O God. Continue to touch Brother Harris and his show, O God. Continue to touch our senator, O God, and the great staff, O God, like only you can, O God. Touch our community as a whole. Touch this radio station, O God. Be in the midst, O God. Even in the midst of our jurisdictional ministers and workers meeting this week, O God, we ask that you be in the midst, O God, that you will have your way. Not our ways, but your ways. Not our will be done, but your will be done. And Lord, we'll give it back to you in praise, glory, and in honor. In Jesus' holy name we pray. Thank God. Amen.
Amen. Amen.